Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help, so you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to The Big Thing. It is Monday, the year of our Lord, and it is nice to have you back on The Big Thing. Oh, what a day it is. And I'm excited to have you back here on The Big Thing. And don't fret. Mark Ellis is on purpose. Mark Ellis is going to be back. So, unfortunately, I don't. But Mark Ellis will be back. He's out in Seattle. He's doing some shows. So he'll be back. But I got two peeps here with me that I'm excited to have, and the first one, Steph Sabra, is in the house. What up, Steph? How you doing?
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the year of our Lord.
You tripping balls or what? And then look at this guy. There he is.
Hey. Sorry, guys. Not Mark Ellis. Unsubscribe.
Who's Mark Ellis?
Mark Ellis? He's of the Ski Lax.
He's of the Ski Lax. Mark Ellis.
Yes, a lot to talk about here, ladies and gentlemen, today. Ted Lasso Season 2 is out. Masters of the Universe is out. And there's so much that came out. And, Brett, so listen to this. Friday, here's what drops. You got yourself the Bad Batch episode. You got yourself the Masters of the Universe entire series. You got yourself Ted Lasso Season 2. What do you think I watched?
I'm going to say some old film with Sandra Bullock.
You're not too far off. Must Love Dogs.
Wow! You really know this guy.
You're not too far off.
I said Bad Batch. Nope.
Must Love Dogs.
Janine Garofalo.
No.
No?
Different movie.
Different movie? What was that one?
That was something.
Uma Thurman?
Yes, but okay. A different movie. Must Love Dogs is Diane Keaton and John Cusack. Not Diane Keaton. Did I say Diane Keaton before?
Yeah, that's what I was.
Diane Lane. Did I say Diane Keaton last time? Like, what a strange cast that would be. No, it was Diane Lane, who is just a gorgeous human being.
She is classy.
Oh, just a classy broad.
Yeah.
No,
I like her.
She's a very, very attractive woman. But that movie, it's not a bad movie. It's just, out of all the stuff I could have watched, you watch Must Love Dogs.
You got him. Yeah.
I think you wasted a lot of time.
A lot of time? No, you're not wrong. Listen, before we get into anything else, I do want to tell you guys what we have been telling you already that we're really excited about, and that's July 31st. The Schmodown Collision 4, it is back, ladies and gentlemen, and there are two digital matches and two matches in studio. That's right. The first matches to be back in studio are going to happen at the Collision, and we are excited to officially partner for this with Captain Morgan. It is the original Spice Rum, because on July 31st, get ready for this event. What an event it is. You're going to have the Star Wars Championship of the World, Andrew DiMolanta versus Laura Lights Out Kelly. Then the number one contendership in IG, Saul trying to put on the Saul show against the silent assassin Amaru Moses. Kevin Goodenough Smith, director of Clerks 3, Masters of the Universe, and many other great things. He is going to try to get a shot at that title, but in order to do it, he's got to defeat Lady Justice Marisol McKee in a number one contender match. And in the main event for the Teams Championship of the World, the reigning champions, William the Beast Bibiani and Brendan Meyer, go up against Mike Kalinowski, Chance Ellison, the former champs trying to become three-time champs. It is exciting, July 31st, and no matter how you choose to celebrate and stream the Schmodown, Captain Morgan is best enjoyed responsibly. That is the captain's orders. That's Captain Morgan, original spiced rum at Captain Morgan USA. Very excited for that. Very excited for that event in general. And very excited for you. Look at you.
Hi.
How nice you look. Looking svelte.
Trying. Good. I've been cutting down on the carbs.
Same here.
The sugars.
First time in over a year and a half, I'm at 199. I was at 213 at my heaviest.
Jeez. Or you're taller than me. I was pushing 202, and I'm down to 196.
Yeah, see, I'm trying to get to my fighting weight at 185. Yeah. I don't know if I can do it.
Trying to get my baby weight, 9.7 ounces.
You're on your way.
You know what the problem is? The problem is that I have, like, you've got to be so, if you really want to drop, like, you got to be so strict on it, like, completely. And I was doing it. I was, every morning, it was oatmeal, 4 eggs, only 1 yolk. And then it was, snacking throughout the day, which is so stupid. I was snacking on almonds and walnuts. Well, guess what, kids? I think I have a walnut and an almond allergy now. I couldn't understand it. I was getting this stupid rash. And I was like, for everything, I would eat peanut butter and eat all this stuff, and it wouldn't go away. I stopped eating peanut butter. I stopped eating walnuts and almonds. I don't get it anymore.
Oh.
I'm like, damn
no.
it. And I looked,
it's
and it's a bitch. But between all that.
That's a good go-to one year. That's
it really
apples,
is.
Dude, apples and almond butter. I was eating it every night, and I was and I can't do it anymore. So stupid ass that I am, my wife gets this delicious vanilla chocolate chip ice cream, and I got to stay away from that. Sticking on 2 graham crackers, make a little ice cream sandwich out of it. And I was like, but you can't do that every night if you want to keep dropping the weight.
Once a week.
Yeah.
Yeah, once a week. But I'll tell you.
Steph's cut down from an entire cow to one half
it's
of a cow.
It's unbelievable. I sold part of my fat to an organization.
What are you? You vegetarian?
Yeah.
Mostly.
Or pesca.
Pescatarian. I eat fish probably once a week, twice a week.
Okay. Yeah. See, I mean, salmon to me is like, I gotta have an order when I'm on this thing. I've been putting it on the grill. And a little brown rice, a little soyaki sauce,
ooh,
and pepper, some salt, lemon, put it on top, and put a little broccoli, and that's you're doing good for yourself. But it's these little snacks that are around the house. That's what gets
you.
It's the snacks.
Yeah, do you like hummus?
Love it.
Hummus and carrots is a good alternative.
I do the carrots. I do the celery. I do cucumbers. Yeah. I've been doing a lot of that stuff, and I know it sounds like oh man, but I'm gonna annihilate some pizza when I'm in New York on October 9th. I'll tell you that.
You have to.
Well,
moderation and everything.
Yeah,
you got to indulge sometimes.
I just can't do it. I guess you can't do the pizza here because it's just bullshit pizza.
Is it real? Okay, that's really the thing. And it's not a New York.
That's bullshit. There's a few spots that are good, right?
Okay.
You get Joe's Pizza out here is really good. Pizza Wagon of Brooklyn is my favorite. Are you in Sherman Oaks?
Yeah.
Pizza Wagon of Brooklyn. Okay. It's in your hood. It's the best.
Pizza Wagon.
It's the only place that is like legit real pizza.
Okay.
Pizza Wagon of Brooklyn. Well, and Joe's. Vito's you can get all right on La Cienega. Mulberry.
I've had Mulberry.
Yeah. I thought you had had one that was you were. I thought Pizza Wagon
of Brooklyn.
So that's but you're. It's still
no. Pizza Wagon. It's just too far away from me.
Water,
but it's the one.
Right. That's what
it is. It is
say.
For sure. But Pizza Wagon of Brooklyn is by far the best pizza out here because Prince Street Pizza in Manhattan is one of my favorite pizza places ever. They opened one up on Sunset. It's not good. I didn't like it.
Yeah,
I did not like
that's
it.
Something you can transfer.
Well, they transferred it over from Pizza Wagon to Brooklyn. They transferred it over from Joe's. Like, if I was going to rank, I would go Pizza Wagon to Brooklyn, then I would go Joe's. I was not impressed. I was so excited for Prince Street. I was
Is that
so
the square
excited.
One?
They have Sicilian pizza there. That's good for sure. But when you go, like my two favorite pizza places in New York are Prince Street Pizza in Manhattan and VI Pizza in Queens. Which is when I grew up in Bayside. Those are my two favorite places that I would go and just, like, the Sicilian slices at VI Pizza. Oh, Well, I remember I went there with Dagnino when we did one of our events, and I kept talking about it on Collider Live. Was I kept talking about VIP pizza, and like some fans showed up when Dagnino and I were there. Oh, it's locked.
Oh,
it's locked. You know what? You guys talk for that. I'm gonna go for the. I'll see if I can get my. I don't know a double shot of you two. So
it's okay.
Here, Steph.
Talk about pizza. Go.
Okay, pizza. I personally like Pitfire pizza here, but I don't get it because every East Coast person I know, I think it's something about East Coast people. I love them, but they're very stubborn about what they think is the best. No.
Yeah. Well, that in Chicago. That's the
those two.
Yeah, but we. You know, our pizza was crap in Nebraska. My dad moved from New York and lived in Nebraska, and was like, it was a disappointing. Every single place. Nothing came close to what he wanted.
What does Nebraska have to offer?
Oh, my God. For pizza?
No.
Cheese on a bagel.
Oh, God. Yeah, like Little Caesars.
Hot Pockets.
Pizza Hut. But I will say this. Pizza Hut, you know, I mean, maybe just because I'm old anyway, but you used to get to go sit down in a Pizza Hut, and they had the arcade, you know, tables with the Pac-Man.
It was a vibe.
It was like a restaurant kind of a vibe.
I know, you know. I get it, but it's like, it's not.
It's
cardboard with pizza and tomato sauce on it.
But the worst is Little Caesars. I think that one is
Little Caesars, though, at the cheese bread is good. $5, you're in, you're out. Dip it in ranch, call it a day.
Yeah, I worked at Pizza Hut in college.
You need like 40 edibles, but.
I would kick you out of my house. If you you think browsing around on someone's IG feed is bad, bring
a New Yorker. Bring Caesar's that up. Pizza.
Bring that up. Did I ever tell you? I don't know why. I don't even thought about this, but this is a funny story. You get a kick out of this probably as a woman, still be mad at me at the same time.
I'm so glad I met you both now.
Now it's true. I was dating this girl in college, and I'll never forget this. I'll date myself, but it was during the '96 playoffs. Oh, no, it was World Series. Jim Leyritz was up at bat for the Yankees.
Okay.
And this girl I was dating at the time, she couldn't give two shits about baseball or anything, too. And I'm like a diehard Yankee fan. I'm watching the game. So Leyritz is up there, I don't know what I did. I did something that she was mad at me about. And she's like talking to me. And I'm like, so if I'm talking to you and I'm listening, and so reprimand me about something, and I'm gonna we'll have a real conversation. Okay. I'll show you what I was doing during the actual thing.
Christian, you can't say that to people. It's
what
you can't tell them that they're in your way. It's rude.
Right. I know. I understand.
You're not even listening.
No, I am. I am listening.
Did you hear what I said?
Totally. Yes. Yes. All right. And then he hits a home run, and she's like, unbelievable. She slams the door, and I was like, I don't care. Larry hit a home run.
Not even listening.
No. And he had hit this big home run. I'll never forget it. Like it was. He hit the home run. I had no idea what she was saying to me. I don't even know what I did. I have no clue. Needless to say, it did not work out.
Well, I gotta say, it was rude of you, but yes. I think, why would you talk about a fight during a World Series game?
Yeah,
that's
no, especially when you knew that I was a huge fan. I shouldn't even have been in her apartment.
No.
I should have been watching. I should have been watching at the bar. I don't know why I was at her place in the first place watching it while I was on. I have no idea.
The world.
Yeah.
You're not wrong. So I just answered my own question, huh? When I asked,
why was I there?
Because you have a penis. Yeah. Oh, all right. That's right. That's why I was there. That makes sense. Absolutely. But must love dogs.
Oh man, you gotta.
Back to that, Phil.
You gotta love dogs.
That's like, you know, it's like kind. Whatever. Must love dogs. Was that the top of the want to have?
No. So it was. So what happened the other day was we were trying. She, to her credit. She just wants to get away from all the shit in the news.
Yeah.
She just wants to shut off, and she wants. And I said, because we watch the news, and it's just like one person not getting vaccinated to the next. And we're like, we just can't deal with it anymore. So let's just.
My dad calls it the apocalypse now.
It's
like,
'cause
every day is just like.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm so on board with Francis' plan. Sorry, everybody. I'm on. You know Francis' plan?
No.
You're not vaccinated? you can't, fine, that's cool. You can't come into, you can't ride the train.
I'm
you
with
can't
that
go
too.
On the bus. You can't go in the restaurant. You can't go to the movie theater. You don't have to get vaccinated, but you can't do, if you don't, you can't do it.
You're on the team or you're not.
Right. Let them protest. Let them protest.
What's next? We're going to need IDs to drink and IDs to drive cars?
Yes.
Tex,
we already have that stuff.
Oh, shit. Well, you're just pushing your agenda. What do you mean by that? It's your list of things to do.
Yeah, right, but everybody should do it to stay safe, Tex.
Yeah, but if I want to die, that's my... Oh, shit.
Right. So we were all sitting around, the two of us, and we were like, okay, let's... she's like, I just want to watch something simple. Like, and she had teased me earlier in the day where she walked into the kitchen and she said to me, she goes, you know what? Let's watch Terminator. And I'm like, done. Let's do it.
My wife, the first one.
Let's do it. It's one of my favorite sci-fi action movies of all time. So by the time we got to the night after the kids have worn her down and everything too, and she's just in simple mode where she's going to go to sleep. She's like, I just want to watch something like we did last week. So she goes, and this is the two options she gave me. She goes, something like we did where the other two, where we watched Dirty Dancing and Point Break. So I'm like, okay, I got a lot to work with here.
Yeah.
I got a lot to work with. So my head, I don't go down the Dirty Dancing route. Again, I go the Point Break route. So I go, what about Predator? Right? And she's like, Predator? She's like, how do you get Predator out of Dirty Dancing? I said, I didn't. I got it through 90s, but it's a little late 80s, combining it to Point Break. And I go, it's a classic. It's a classic. And she's like, I don't know. We turn it on. She's like, when you watch it, it's one of my favorite movies of all time. But when you watch the beginning of it and you've never seen it, it's definitely a bit. She goes, this is a dude movie. I'm like, no, it's not. Have you ever seen the beginning of it? So the second Arnold walks in, he sees Carl Weathers and he grabs his arm. He's Dylan! And they just do a close up of both their arms.
That's fucking awesome.
And I turn to Sadie. I go, see, it's not a dude movie, right? And she's like, she goes, I'm out of here.
It's a rom-com.
Then my poor wife, she then drinks a bit of kefir, right? Mm-hmm. The expiration date's about a month from now. It was bad. She was sick all night, like within seconds. So she's... nothing's going right. So then last night, she's like, you know, can we go back to the original idea of some kind of romantic comedy or anything to it? I'm like, all right, let's see what we got. So I was present because we were going to get Black Widow. It was too late at this point. I didn't want to pay the $30 for it. I was just wait. And then, I don't know, a few different movies popped up. We searched John Cusack, and I didn't remember Must Love Dogs. So I'm like, if you're in that mood, plus we're getting the dog. The dogs are in this movie for like 3
Oh, it's a Cusack?
No, it's a dating app movie, isn't it? Like the original dating app? Wasn't it eHarmony or something?
So it was something, it definitely plays into dating, not the dating apps, but 2005, this is when this came out. So it was just starting to become like the trend, right? So she is recently divorced, he's recently divorced. Dermot Mulroney, who apparently is in every romantic comedy from like 1997 until 2006, he's in this movie as well. And the guy does not age.
No.
Dermot Mulroney does not. Him and Diane Lane, they both don't age.
Yeah.
And so she is a, she's, you know, she's got the, Elizabeth Perkins is her sister there. And yeah, she's just trying to get her, you know, meet some people. Yeah. So they're trying to set her up. And
let's just say her dating life is not going
exactly. So, you know, you could only imagine what happened. We're about an hour and 20 minutes into it, and it's one of those movies I'm like, I'm going to sleep. It's 11:30 at night. Well, I'll finish it tomorrow night with you. But then we went to bed. But yeah, Ted Lasso, I got to get her watching that because I want to watch it. I really want to see it.
I saw people, like, mad on Twitter about Ted Lasso being shoved down their throats and stuff like this because there's a lot of ads. I'm like, really? Choose what? Why? That makes you angry? Then just block that feed or something. Yeah. Like, what do you...
Dude, people are mad about everything.
Don't you dare tell me to watch a show that's happy and upbeat.
It's everything, dude. It's really scary, though. It's really scary how like people like they use social media and Twitter and everything like to like they even something like that where something as simple as saying about Ted Lasso, right? Like So think about, and I know people don't really feel like, oh, tough shit, that's the business that you're in. But someone like Jason Sudeikis, or not even Jason Sudeikis, the people who work on that show, a writer you probably never heard of, right? Most of the cast that you don't know. And this is their job, and this is something that they are really proud of, and the thing that... And it's a popular show, so a few people saying, oh, stop shoving it down our throats, ain't going to do shit. But those people who are writing that, what they're not thinking about is, like, what if, and not that this happens, but what if it catches on, something else happens, they decide, you know, maybe some big train, I know this is impossible, it would never happen, but I'm just saying, what some big train of social media thing happens, they decide they don't want to support this show anymore, and the show gets canceled, which... Because of the popular, it's virtually impossible. Yeah. I'm just giving suggestions, though. What people don't think about is those people, the writers, their families, everything. Even when people are throwing things out at other people on Twitter and everything, too, no one thinks about their families. Nobody thinks about other things. And there are things that, like, outside of, you know, there are certain times that when people are being, when it's overall, like, a big fucking, when there's big scandals, when there's big things, when there's proof, when there's all that, go for it. You have a right as an American citizen. You have a right as a citizen. You have a right as a person to say your thoughts, and it's free speech. But I think that we're in this age that people just throw rocks without anything else, without anything in general. I've seen people, like, it's terrifying in general for you just think, like, oh, well, you know what? There was that one time when I saw so-and-so do this, and I don't like them anymore, so I'm going to talk about this. And it's like, well, wait a minute, but you don't really know what that person did then, what was leading up to that, what happened. It's a fucked up world that we live in
and
right
just
now.
The biggest thing was Stern, like, back in the day, like, just don't fucking watch him.
Don't watch him.
Why are you listening to him if he makes you crazy?
I don't know how. That motherfucker is Teflon, by the way.
He really is.
He is Teflon because there are certain people that do things what he does, and more so, but he's done it for so long that even when he does it, he still says the same shit that he always said. Yeah. It's just Stern doing his thing. Like, he has found out a way to beat this new climate, and he's a fucking genius.
Yeah,
there's definitely a way to do it, and he made it. He doesn't say he's nice. It's the people who have the problem are the ones that want to be like pastors at churches, and then you find out that they're doing some satanic
of course
shit behind them. That's
they're on
what,
Grindr.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Right. Everyone wants to be mad. I don't get it. I don't want to be mad.
No, everybody wants to be. Well, it's not. I don't think, Steph, it's just a matter of mad, though. I think that what it is, and this is especially, like, I think Twitter and Facebook and everything, it's the downfall of all of us, because the problem is this. It's that.
Listen up, young lady.
No, but I think that there's a lot of people out there in the world for in general who have felt so silenced throughout their entire lives. Mm-hmm. And they have felt like they haven't had a way to express themselves, and they haven't had a way. So what they do is they take all this anger, and they take all this stuff, and they take all this, so this is how I need to be heard, and they fucking tweet it out. And it's like, if they feel bad, or they have a sad thought, or they have something, they tweet it out. And because they want to feel accepted, they want to feel heard. They want to feel all this stuff, and they don't think, like, it doesn't matter if I'm going to hit you in the head with a rock, but I'm telling the overall message, and I'm fighting the right fight for you guys, right? Yeah. Right? Right?
Yeah.
And then it's like, but you're not, and we've gone away from pure conversation. I can't tell you how many times I've seen things that could have been changed with, hey, listen, I wanted to talk to you about this.
Yeah.
Can we talk about this? Okay, great. And that's it. Instead, people fight with each other over Twitter, and they go after. And this is so different than just someone you don't know, a celebrity you don't know, that type of thing, and you're tweeting at somebody and all that. I'm not talking about just that. I'm talking about friends and colleagues and things of that nature. Instead of saying, hey, can we talk and do this? It's no. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to tweet about it. I'm going to subtweet about you, because then if I do that, then people, even if I'm not going to mention you by name, but I'm going to say this, and then people will start to inquire. If I had a problem with something inside of it, and I was sad about something, I'm going to say this instead of talking to you. This is so many times I've seen this happen to friends, to me, to other people. Like, I see it all of the time, and it's like, that does not help anyone. It doesn't help anyone.
No.
I saw a breakup on MySpace. No. Isn't that the one where it was like so-and-so is something, right? And it was, well, so-and-so is taking the high road. Well, so-and-so right. is also it's, taking that. And it was like this bad. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Work this out on your own.
I know, but that's also, it's a generational thing, man. And it's not a fault to that generation because that's what they've learned.
How they communicate.
That's how they communicate. Yeah. That's the thing is that as much as I say, why are you doing that? That's what they're taught. Yeah. That's what people like. And when you're going through, when you're growing up and you're going, oh, you know what? I feel this way. Who's that about? Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
It's
so
like you can't do that. You can't do that.
No.
It's like it is so.
It doesn't do anything.
It doesn't.
For
and you think it is though, and you say, well, that felt good to do. And then you're like, but you're just causing wedges, and you're causing like. You know, like when you, there are certain times, and I get, listen, especially now, I get being sad. I get being depressed. It's like mental health is super important, and you got to take care of yourself, especially now. But when you have a thought and you want to, and to throw it out there on social media, I know why people do it. People do it because they're like, okay, I'll get a couple of responses and I'll get people to say, don't worry, it'll be okay. It'll be okay. You can call people too. You can call people. Have a conversation. Having a conversation with someone is so much more effective than just a couple of, "Hey man, it'll be okay." Those help. But I think it'll be a lot better if you just said, if I called you and say, "Dude, I'm feeling bummed right now." Well, what's going on? Let's talk about it. And you talk it through. Like I'll tell you, like when a lot of shit was going down last year, and just things that were going on in the business, and I was. For like 3 days, people don't ever hear this, see this shit, but like for 3 days, I fucking was just sitting back here. I wasn't eating. I wasn't doing anything. It was just shit going on in general that I was like really bummed about. And you know, there's a lot of times when you're in this position, you ask for it. You got to put out fires. You got to do things out, but they always come at you and never the inner way. It's always you. And that's, I signed up for that. I understand that. But it doesn't mean that I'm not a human being and I don't take these things. And I sat down and I didn't eat for like 2 or 3 days. I wasn't eating. And
you look great.
Yeah, but I was but this is the last time I was at 194 because I wasn't eating.
And eyes sunk.
But it was I was in a really bad place for like 3 or 4 days and it was like last year. And Dan Merle called me up. And Dan and I had a full on conversation for like an hour. And Dan and I just talked. And he just said some really like comforting things inside, like a friend would. And we just talked, and there was a couple things. And I said, okay, you move past this shit, and like anything else happens, and you just move and you just go. And it was through conversation. It wasn't through a tweet. It wasn't through a hey this. And I didn't tweet anything out. I didn't tweet stuff like, oh, you know what? I'm feeling like this way. I'm feeling that way. I'm feeling that way. And I did it. It's not helpful to me.
No.
I would rather that one conversation I had in general was much more helpful.
Well, let me ask you, but for Steph, like, I mean, you know, is that something that your generation does? Like, I mean, because we came from a world of where you didn't, where you called people on the phone, but like, is a lot of it over text? Like, when you're dating somebody, is a lot of your conversation over text and stuff like that in the beginning, or is it?
Kind of, but I do think that there's a growing population of people who are more comfortable being vulnerable on a tweet than to their friends and family. Like, I see so many of my friends being like giving all their information over Twitter. I'm like, you know, I was like doing a multiple procedures for my health this year. And I would what the fuck is Twitter going to do for me? Like, it doesn't make sense to me. But yeah, I do think a lot of people, that's how they communicate. It's the most disconnected form of connection.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
It's just, and I don't want people to feel like, you know, it's not like you're an asshole for doing it. Cause I don't feel that way because I understand why they're doing it. They're doing it for acceptance.
Yeah.
They're
and
doing
validation.
It. They are. And I think a lot, and even sometimes, and I also be very clear that there are times that people should speak up and your voice should be heard and you should be speaking out for the cause. You just got to make sure that the cause in general is the right cause.
It's not to make someone feel bad.
Right. And make sure all the facts are there.
Yeah.
Make sure that before you're doing everything, you're like, well, I know what everybody else is saying. So I'll say it too. And here's this. And it's like, yeah, but wait, do you have all of the news? Do you have all of the facts? Do you have everything before you do it? And is it worth it for you to get involved? And is it right for you to get involved, because I do believe in people who are using your platform in the right way.
Yeah.
I do believe that you should be doing that when the thing is right, when the cause is right. Like,
for me, shitting on Ted Lasso is not a humanitarian
No,
effort.
It is not.
That is
no,
not like, you
no,
know.
Like,
that's
no,
the
no.
show that made people, was like the one thing.
Made people feel good.
Feel
yeah.
good during
I know.
The pandemic.
I'm not going to join this cult. How cool. about you just don't watch the show?
Yeah, I know, but it's also, it goes back into that. It's like, it's that flip, it's that well, I'm not supposed to give my thoughts outside mm-hmm. of because it's a bit hypocritical in the side of yeah. where even how I Mark and I built up Schmoes Know. It's that when we did that, you gotta remember how foreign that was. Like, to everybody who listens and watches and looks at YouTube now, and people were not getting movie reviews from YouTube back in 2008. People were not listening to large podcasts and watching people do what we're doing right now. People weren't doing that. Like, when Mark and I were doing this one thing on Current TV, and we were using a flip cam to get all this footage, and then we switched it on over and started in 2008 to do YouTube. Jeremy Johns wasn't around back then. Chris Stuckman wasn't around back then. The only people were like Grace Randolph and like Spill.com, which is now Double Toasted, and a few other people, right? Like Fury the Film Fan. There were other people out there that were doing it, but that was it.
And the television, you know, like the main television reviewers. I mean, yeah. you're talking YouTube, you know.
YouTube.
You were kind of branching off to the...
I'm talking about YouTube specific, where like this, like now... Everybody and their mother does reaction videos. Everybody does, like, you know, like you type in blah, blah, blah review and you'll get thousands of people doing it. That was not the case.
No.
You put in review in YouTube back in 2008 and me and Mark and a few other people are popping up. That's it. And I remember going to the comedy clubs and people saying, well, what are you doing? We're trying to do this thing. And it's just normal people talking about movie reviews. And we were just being honest, giving our thoughts. So it's not similar from what you're talking about. Instead of, well, I don't like Ted Lasso, I don't like this. It's something that Mark and I I don't know why they keep seeing all this advertising. I feel like I'm seeing it too much, blah, blah, blah. I'm just expressing it. It's just another form of that, but through verbal. So it's a slippery slope.
Yeah,
because right?
one's conversational, one's like so intentionally.
Yeah.
This is the point of this tweet.
Yeah.
Sent.
Yeah. It's weird because it's like you... It's a way of people. It's the whole point of Twitter. It's the short form thought. Like, this is what I want to do. Boom, 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 boom. Done. And I put that out there. It's think about how many people have lost their jobs over tweets.
Oh.
How many people have? How many fights have started? How much like think like it's? It has been a real like I don't get into that shit anymore. Like when I first started, like I didn't understand it as much and understand how damaging Twitter was like back then. And I would get into it too, and someone would say something, I would fire back right away. I don't do it anymore. I promote stuff. I do a couple things. I'll like, you know, I'll laugh at somebody's thing and I'll respond, or I'll put like a gif or whatever, and then that's it. That's all I do, because I don't think, and it's been way more healthier in my life, like, since I've stayed away from all that stuff. I can't tell you how many people I've talked to about, you know, inside the business, like, yeah, I'm trying to be better. It's like just stop. It is not worth it.
I think this should be like classes in, you know, in school, like navigating social media, because I mean, there's a lot of people that just are doing it. Their parents don't know what's going on, and like with my kids, they don't have stuff. I don't know how to deal with it,
right.
And I don't want my kids like worried that, you know, 15 people like something they really thought was really great,
right.
And holding on to that. I remember when I started Schmoes Know, like I was like, oh, maybe I'll get into Twitter and stuff, and then you'd sit there and check it. I'm like, that was a really great joke I did, but this guy did a picture of a squirrel taking a piece of pizza, and it got, you know,
it's super stressful. Like, think about, I mean, even doing like YouTube now these days, and I talk about it openly. I think YouTube is terrible now because it's oversaturated. It's not, it doesn't take care of its members. And by the way, so just speaking of which, if you guys didn't know already, you've got to click the notifications. You got to, on the bell, click that bell and click all, so you know every time that the matches come up and every time big thing comes up, so that way you know. Otherwise, I've heard it many times over, people don't get the notifications on it. Like, this is someone, I posted a thing of CM Punk interview that I did while on Collider Live, and someone wrote back like, hey, I haven't seen you do stuff in a bit. And I was like, check out the big thing. And I was like, honestly, this show, this type of format was what Mark and I had done years ago I like this, and I'm sorry to Collider Live fans. I'm sorry to Schmoes No fans back in the day. I like this show the most out of any show I've ever done because I don't have to fit to a format. I don't have to fit to, okay, well, we want you to hit this IP today because this is trending and this is doing that. And don't do this and don't do that and all that stuff. And like, oh, we have to cover this and we have to see this movie. It's just conversation. Mm-hmm. And that to me is why, you know, and like you said, Brett, it's super frustrating to me. Like, we're doing better now. It's like 10,000 an episode plus, I think, like 6,000 per episode on podcast episodes, and more people are finding it. But it's a slog, man. You got to keep moving and moving and moving. And
it's better this way because people don't realize when every single network is hitting every single topic that other networks are paying them to hit and wanting them to hit because it's trending.
Right.
You're moving an agenda that's not even yours.
Right.
You're watching films that you probably don't give a shit about, but somehow you've convinced yourself because 8,000 shows are talking about it.
Yeah. And you got, I mean, it's like, okay, we're going to cover this. This is the big thing. And it's coming out on Netflix. So everybody's got to watch it. And you're going to break down this. We're going to do it like and I understood why Collider did, but it was exhausting.
Oh, yeah, it's
man.
Good clicks. It's just,
it was exhausting.
It's exhausting for listeners, too.
Yeah, but it was like, you know, and
you don't have to talk about something because they sent you a water bottle, which is great.
Yeah. Right. So,
hey, I really like to thank the guys over for sending me this water bottle t-shirt.
But, you know, it's that's why I'm enjoying doing this show, and it's been a lot of fun to just be talking about a lot of things. So we are going to talk to Steph about some more relationship advice because people have really been enjoying that. But before we do that, I also want to tell you guys, I have really been excited to work more with ExpressVPN. I wasn't using it on my computer here since recently. I'm so glad that I am because it's scary with everything going on in the internet these days and how much access people have to your personal information. And if you've ever wondered why the internet access is so much cheaper these days, it's like $30 to $40 a month. It's because internet service providers like Comcast or AT&T, they're not just making money off the subscription fees. You know how they're making it? They're making money from spying on your internet activity, and then they sell your history and data to big tech companies. So what is the best way to make sure that 100% of your data is encrypted and that your internet provider can't get a hold of it? ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN creates a secure tunnel between all your devices and the internet so that everything you do online is encrypted. It reroutes your connection through a secure server, which blocks your internet provider from seeing everything that you do online. All they can see is that you're connected to an ExpressVPN server, but nothing beyond that. And it's not just for your phone or your computer. ExpressVPN works on every one of your devices. It works on your tablets. It works on smart TVs, even your router, so that your entire family can stay protected. I cannot stress this enough. I have been loving ExpressVPN, and it is absolutely, I can't even tell you how simple it is. You just open up the app, you push one button to connect it, and then you're done. That's it. So your data is your business. Protect it at expressvpn.com/SEN. That is expressvpn.com/SEN to get 3 extra months of ExpressVPN protection for free. Try it. expressvpn.com/SEN to learn more.
What if you, what if you had to do this stuff this day for World Girls, send emails like the one I saved from 2010 from Christian about smokers? No.
What does it say?
It's, hey, everybody, so the end of year is here. No more movies to see, and with your Netflix queue ready for some new choices, let the Schmoes help you decide what to see and what to avoid. Here's our list of best movies in 2010.
Wow.
What are they?
Somebody needs to clean their. Oh, it's a whole click-on thing.
Oh.
Let's see here.
Wow. Look at me when I actually sent an email.
Well, that's
to
the thing. Yeah, and I remember, like, you were pitching this to me. I'm like, bro, I'm not watching movies. I'm watch a review show. I'm just going to feel bad that I can't see these things. You're like, no, but it's kind of more fun.
Yeah, it's more fun.
Let me just cut to the chase, bro.
Just cut to the chase. You're not going to watch. Well, no, a lot of people did that, though, man. I'll never forget. One of my the woman who introduced me to my wife, I remember her saying, and I to my wife at one point, she's like, why is he doing this thing on the internet? Like, he's not going to ever do anything with it. It's just the internet. And it's like, nobody understood the internet. And she's a sweetheart. She's a super supportive, like, great person. She's not like one of those people like, what are you doing, loser?
Yeah.
She's not that at all. She just didn't understand it.
Yeah.
Nobody understood it. And I remember having a conversation with, like, this is how people are going to get their information eventually. It's not just the Access Hollywoods and all this stuff and the people on the trades. Like, when Mark and I started going seeing movies, the first paid screening, first one we didn't have to pay to see a movie for, that we got invited for, that we didn't have to pay tickets, was True Grit.
Oh.
It was the first movie that we ever saw, first one that I actually got us into through the press, through the publicist. And that was a lot of work. I remember doing all that, emailing the studios.
Pitching and saying, yourself. And
because
now,
so many outlets, and so many YouTubers, and they wouldn't let YouTubers in. Like, and the other thing that nobody ever talks about, Mark and I were the first YouTube reviewers ever certified on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah.
Like, and that, like, they were not certified.
Really?
Yeah, they weren't certifying.
Wow. Yeah,
any,
actually,
like,
that makes sense.
No one, they were not certifying YouTube reviewers. And Matt Atchity, who was at the time the editor in chief, was on the Schmoes Know podcast back in like 2011. And he was on, and I asked him on the show, I said, when are YouTube reviewers going to be eligible for Rotten Tomatoes certification? He goes, submit an application. And we did, and we got it. We were the first YouTube reviewers on there, and we were the first for like a year and a half, 2 years before they let anybody else in there for a while. And I remember we used to go to the screenings, we would go to these things, and I always felt like, Mark and I always felt like imposters. Every time we went, because like, and Leonard Maltin would be sitting there, Alonzo Duralde, like all these like big massive critics. And then I felt that shift, like where they were like, when we first came in, they were like the top dogs and the ones that were like super taken seriously. They were like, now every YouTuber is allowed into like the Critics Association. That shit wasn't happening back then. And when we got there, I remember them. I was always super polite to and showed respect to everything that they had done before us. And like Scott Mance would be in there and all that. And then I remember when I went to, I think it was the Lion King premiere or something, and all these new generation YouTubers and influencers and all these people were in there, and I'm like, this is the shift. It was the shift that happened back in when Mark and I were coming in, and this is the shift now where all these newer people come in. And it's probably the same way that these print people felt, that they paved the road for that business in general. Even though they print to video, they paved the road for Mark and myself to do it, because without that, them establishing the critics, the Critics Association, people listening in general, albeit very different in how you intake it. We did the same thing for the newer generation that are doing this, but they don't, how much history do you pay attention to?
No. I still have like an email. I just got like $1 million idea for
what's
it.
What's that?
We're going to have a Schmoes like telethon where we personally DM, get a bunch of people, personally DM people and say, hey, I see you haven't checked us out in a while, stuff like that, you know, because people are thrown off by shit like that because they just see things pop up. But if you send them a personal,
they'll check
like,
it out.
Like, wait, because there's a lot of people like that guy that said like, you know, oh, yeah, you know, I haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah.
Christian's, I never see Christian getting goofy anymore. What?
Oh, yeah, did you see that comment?
Ball
yeah,
they were, show?
Well, there was that comment of it was, I don't know who I was on with. It might have been Kate. And they go, oh, I haven't seen Christian in quite a while. Is he always this subdued? I'm like, what are you talking about, man? I'm like, have you not been watching what we're doing?
Talk
but
about jaundice, baby.
Yeah, jaundice.
Talking about
the baby has jaundice. But I'll tell you though, it is. It's a matter of, and I understood that. It's like what I think some people got it, some people didn't. That with SEN Live and what we had to do is that the first wave of it when I left Collider was there had to be a way to make money. And YouTube doesn't, advertising doesn't do it. Podcasting advertising, when you get it, it takes a while to get it and it can be good, but it's not enough to, it's four or five people on SEN every day. So it's like, how do we do it? Schmobot came in, but I also understood because I remember listening to it on the road and going, okay, for someone who's looking for pure conversation, that's not the show for them. Someone who's looking to interact with the crew and have fun and throw, that's the show for them. And hence why we created this show and separated it from SEN Live. Because SEN Live has its hardcore audience that's there every day. By the way, if you didn't know it, it's on the new channel, which this show will live on soon. So if you get on over to the new channel, it is the SEN channel. It is, and SEN is going to be on today, every 10 o'clock to 12 p.m. They are on, so make sure that you do that and follow them. They have the podcast feed. They have all that. But it just made me realize that, like, there's different things for different people. And a lot of people who bailed because they didn't want just the interaction. They wanted the pure conversation. Yeah. They didn't know that we were doing this. And it doesn't have the Schmoes No name, so they got to get used to it, the seeing the thumbnails, learning all that, learning the new people and everything.
They're
too,
like,
so.
Oh, this broad? Oh, click. Yes. Unsubscribe.
It's like Mowgli.
Yeah.
Mowgli.
Ha 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 ha.
Wild one. Yeah. Feral.
What did what's your experience been like this last year in this network?
Really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, like every now and then I get a troll, but I love trolls. I am like lucky. I have confidence, so I don't give a shit. Like I think it's funny sometimes because a lot of times it's just so not accurate. But the community's so nice.
Yeah, they are.
This community rocks. I was kind of worried because everyone's like, oh, you know, the nerd space can be really mean to women. Right. But no, I haven't gotten that experience at all.
Yeah, and obviously, and Steph's been doing so much with us, not only with SEN Live and then this show, but she's every Tuesday on Twitch, she's on the FCL.
I love FCL.
Yeah, it's been really fun, really great. You guys should be checking out Twitch. We're going to do a lot more on Twitch coming up, so make sure you should check out that channel. And then something we didn't mention on Sith Council on Friday was that you and I will be, and Mike, will be breaking down those movies, Star Wars Episode 1 through 9, and including Solo, including Rogue One, doing all of those movies in the lead up to Boba Fett. We're going to be, each episode will be a breakdown of all those movies. So if you're not watching Sith Council, that's also on the new channel. So, and the link is in the description for that. That's right. That's right, Brett. Thank
click
you so
here,
much.
Click here.
Click everywhere.
Click here.
Click there. Click there. Click. All right. Let's talk about you.
Click.
What's the latest
on the POS?
What's POS?
Oh, shit.
Are you calling him that now?
Oh,
wow.
Is that what you told? All right, so the last we spoke. So just give everybody a couple breakdowns on what's been going on.
Yeah, give the rundown.
I'll give them as much of a rundown as I can on this situation. But like, so there was a lot of craziness going on between the both of these characters. And the last we heard is that he sent you a message because you guys were buddies. But do you agree though? Before we get into all this, you guys were friends before you started hooking up.
No,
oh, you weren't. Mm. Oh, you started hooking up first and then became friends.
Because we always had the premise that both of us were emotionally unavailable. So there was like lot of times where we
apparently
would just
not
hang out and it wasn't about sex.
Yeah.
I can. Okay. But then
it was so.
What's that like?
Yeah. No, it was a sexual relationship, but there was we did homie shit together too.
But there's only so long that can go on.
100 There was an expiration date.
Yeah.
There was, and we knew that and we had discussed what happens if we start dating, he would always say, you're probably going to start dating someone. What would we do?
That's where it started. That's where it started.
And then,
who's looking at whose Instagram and all this shit happened. Sorry. So you did that. He said you were screaming and yelling at him, which you were not.
I was not.
You were not screaming and yelling at him. And then
emote.
What was the So what's the latest on
so
this?
So the latest is he sends me a message. You know, basically, telling me I can pick up my shit.
Yes, with the Apple TV and all that.
And
right. That was the last we got to.
And then he, says something. And then in that text, he also says, I'm not going to explain myself to anyone. I'm not an idiot. I don't respond. There's nothing to say to that.
Right.
If that's how you feel, you're delusional. I can't.
And that was the last of it?
No.
Okay. So
I don't respond. And what do you do? What does a narcissist do when someone doesn't respond?
They
flips them out. Mm-hmm. So a few days later, he sends a 2 minute and 15 second voice memo.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Play it. I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God. It would give it away much.
Do I know this person?
No, but just because of the voice.
Okay.
I guess it wouldn't.
Is it a famous person?
Yeah.
Not ish. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All so right. I can play it for you.
George Clooney.
You'll really see. Yeah.
It's Gary Busey.
He's kind of famous.
Still, I don't appreciate the fact that you have not sent over my spaceship that I left in the backyard next to my bone. Where you can decide when to send it over.
I'm keeping the spaceship.
The decibels at which you were emoting.
That's right. Please. Instagram, IG, Igloos, Gallivanting. Please go ahead.
So. In the message, this is how it starts.
Yes.
I know your game, Steph.
Uh-oh.
I know your game.
Oh, boy.
And I don't get it, and I don't know why you're treating me like this, but it's lame. And he's like, after everything we've been through, saying this to me after you don't call back for 2 weeks and says, he's like, you know, I really love...
Uh-oh.
Starts laughing.
So was this you think rehearsed?
I think he was drunk.
Oh.
Or something. Yeah.
He wrote it down and said he's going to.
No, I think.
Does he actually slipped?
And yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
He did twice.
Oh. He's losing his mind.
Losing his mind. Like you, huh?
You need a boxing trainer at that point in his corner going, put the phone down.
Yeah.
Put it down.
Christian. You don't have to send the voice memo. You can re-record it.
Oh, right. That's right. Yeah.
No, but I'm just saying in general. Hey,
I got a very good idea. I'm going to avoid take a step.
No.
Nope.
No, you're not?
No.
No, you're not?
And then was just saying, after all we've been through, basically, like, I don't get why you don't even want to talk about it. You didn't call back. I would have talked to you 2 weeks ago. It's been 2 weeks now. I'm over it. And then he said, I don't know who you have in your ear right now telling you stuff. But, like, just, I need you to remember.
That's right.
Couple old dudes.
Really smart men.
Couple guys who've been there before. On the air, brother.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, here's the thing, dude. And I'm giving you advice, too. Move on.
Move on.
Yeah.
Move on.
And he said, I just really think you should remember what we have and what we had. Remember it, Steph. It. Kept saying remember
it. It's like, what's his name? Mustafa.
I'm not Simba. remember who you are. Like, that is what it felt like.
And you didn't respond, right?
No. And then at the end of the message, he's like, and if this is how it's going to end, then I guess this is how it's going to end.
That's right.
He's like, at the end of the day, I only really care about you. You're a really good person. I want you
to be
happy.
Nice. Well, that's very nice.
Christian, if he gave a fuck about me, he would have called me in the 2 weeks.
No,
he redeemed himself with that.
Yeah.
You guys! No!
I thought he was bad for a second, but Dylan, if he says things that are empty.
No!
At the very end of it, you fucker! But look, I hope you're happy.
You know?
And like you said before, the answer to the question before is like, runs the world.
That
should make you feel good, though.
It does, because
you're doing something good.
I saw a meme, and it's like, not to get graphic, but like it had the emoji. If the cat is good, they're always going to come back. And I was like, yeah, I know he's going to come back. Of course. He's not going to not talk to me forever, but you don't do that with
me. Let it, but also let it sit, right? Because if it does seem, all jokes aside, before all the nonsense, it seems like the guy's a pretty good guy, right? What you thought before all this.
Yes, I adored him.
Okay. So let's take the emotion part out of it right now, because you guys are in the thick of the war at the moment, right?
It's a civil war.
You're in the thick of the war right now. Yep. So if there was
getting him before, then it is probably still there.
So he's inside of this. He's blinded by it right now, right? So time does heal all wounds. If there's a good person there that in a year from now you guys run into each other, you stay the fuck away from each other's privates. But you,
you're
private. Yeah, yes. That's what I. This is
don't
a no,
touch
no,
his weenie.
No.
Don't touch his weenie.
That's a bit of more good, but I have a potty mouth, because when you become dads and then everything is, I gotta go pee pee. You're with like four other 40-year-old guys. You're like, guys, I'll be back. I gotta go pee pee in the potty.
Who stepped on the duty?
Don't. If he wants to touch privates again, don't do it. Tell him those are your no squares.
Nope. No, don't touch. No touching the sweepy. No. Don't do that. Don't do that.
I feel that. I think that what this showed, though, is that he is a little bit or a lot of bit of a narcissist, because he let his ego get the hold of him
of course.
He saw the situation in a way that didn't happen,
sure.
And then he chose to be a fucking dick to me, which is not where I roll.
I agree with that, but I also think there's also probably emotion. It probably does seem like he did like you a lot, too, and he didn't handle it. I mean, how old is this guy?
36.
Oh, you asked me that already. Okay, well, he's got no excuse there.
Younger. To like joke about do love me. That's fucking weird. Like, that's weird.
Either say it or don't say it. Right?
Yeah.
But even then, in a drunk thing, it's like, say it. Yeah, it's tough. Look, I don't know the guy well enough to say what's going on in his head, but you know, at least he didn't tweet about it.
You two at the end.
No, we were kidding.
Okay.
No, absolutely not. No, because that first one you said you were reading to us was the mansplaining talk-downiness of that.
No,
I wanted to reach through the phone and get it.
But I will say, though, it is good that. But regardless, I'm not saying that he redeemed himself from all of it, but it was good that he said that he cares about you.
He recognizes that I'm an actual good person. Yeah. I'm not a piece of shit.
Exactly. Better than saying, look, asshole, I left this thing and you should have done this, and so you're out of my life. But to me, that's more playing into a super bit of a real asshole and then going into it as opposed to saying, I care about you. Those are nice words. It doesn't mean that.
It doesn't make it right,
no.
But it made it so I felt good about saying, all I said back was,
you did respond back.
All I said was, if you want to actually speak, you can call.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think text is productive, period. Just sent it.
Look at you. See?
Nice.
Yeah.
And that was even before this conversation.
I'm really not like that's why when he said I was yelling, that's just not my MO. I don't do that kind of shit. So, and then he said, which was weird. K-Babe.
Oh, that's how I responded?
Yeah. And then never called.
And done.
And scene.
And scene.
Just, I wouldn't even, yeah, at this point, you've said your piece.
I felt good about this.
Good, you've said your piece.
100%.
Cut it off.
I don't care if we never talk again.
This is the end of the Netflix series.
Yeah, I think that was really good. Yeah. And July 27th is my emancipation of a Steph Sabraw, where I got out of an abusive relationship 2 years ago. So it's coming up, and I'm like, this is the universe being like,
right.
End it. So, start new.
May I ask a question? And you don't have to answer this if you don't want.
Yeah.
I think that it's a lot of...
What is having sex with other people like?
Yes. No. 100%. Is that still... Is it still as cracked up as it's supposed to be? Right. Is oral still a thing?
Yeah. Because I think they canceled that a few years
right,
ago.
Right, right, right.
It's
right.
No longer on the menu. Yeah.
It's no. I mean, no.
Didn't
no,
we
no.
used to do that on birthdays?
6'9".
Just birthdays are
yes.
gone?
Oh, okay.
No. Well, I was going to ask that because it's one of these things. Because you come from a pretty good family.
Yeah.
And had you always found, because you can't get bad relationship.
Yep.
And then this guy that we just got into a relationship with or whatever
yeah,
it was.
Yeah. Situation.
Not the best. Mm-hmm. Do you find yourself dating turds?
Yeah.
So what is that?
What is that?
But we're going to Dr. Mel for you. Yeah. I'm going to Dr. Mel for you. Like, so what? Why do you think that is? That it, because I hate the cliche thing. Oh, women like assholes. It's not. It's,
no.
It's
not that, because the men that I was with aren't like dicks. You know, they just they didn't finish how they started.
Right. Yeah. So it's false advertising.
Yeah. And then, and one of them, I think the last one, I think actually had an emotion, like an
something wrong.
Snapped. Okay. Yeah. Like he was like 28, which is actually the age for
this
men.
This is the abusive relationship.
Yeah. Where yeah. like something snapped and he was like completely different. But I think now what it is that I'm not ready to be with someone good, because I think I'll break them. Like, because I just won't be in love with them.
Mm. All right. That's a you thing that you need to get past.
Yeah. But in terms of my past, I don't know what it is. And right. I've been trying to think about it. I don't know if it's that I like, you know, creators and kind of like out there weird people like us
right.
to understand me.
Right.
And then
you can relate to them, yeah. but it's also, but we're all fucked up.
We're fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're
right.
fucked up. It's right. so, I don't know.
Right. Well, because I mean, everybody in this space or performers, or they have a bit of an ego to them, and yet you got to, unfortunately, in order to do
to
this thing.
Feel confident and know that your voice.
Yeah. And, but that can get, but that's also why it's hard to get into a relationship with someone like that, because there's the air of competition. There's the air of the
I think that's what this last guy,
was competition.
I think a lot of guys I've dated, they like how ambitious I am and talented, and then they realize...
Let's not get ahead of yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like really, really smart and like successful and like... And massive tits. Like, yeah, yeah.
Voluptuous.
Huge
as Diane Lane said.
No, but I think once they see that I'm like going to keep going... They don't like that.
Ah.
Yeah, they want
it's like an insecurity thing.
Yeah, they want to be the
alpha.
Yeah, I get
which
it.
You're like, I don't mind a man holding the man space, but
right.
know that we're equals.
Right, of course. Yeah. And so yeah, I don't although I understand where you're coming from, I don't think that you should hold yourself to that. I'm going to date somebody who's good and then I'm going to break them
yeah.
mentality, because if you do that, then you're never going to give yourself a shot.
Yeah, I know. I guess
you're never gonna give them a shot.
That's true. I think I'm at the. I needed 2 years yeah. off of. Like, I don't want to call someone on my way home. I don't want to check in. I don't want to do
right.
any of that shit.
You're not ready for that, right?
I'm not ready for it. Yeah. I think I am moving towards that. Whereas
right.
a year ago, I was like, I don't know if I'll ever be in a relationship.
I think you need
again.
To see Muscle of Dogs.
Wait, what? What is it?
Muscle of Dogs.
Oh my God.
I'm saying.
She wasn't ready. She got ready.
Finishing where we started.
You like that? It's a good callback.
Love comes when
speaking
you're
of which, this ain't over by a long shot, ladies and gentlemen. This is the relationship portion of the show. And thank you guys so very much for joining us, as always, on the Big Thing Podcast, Big Thing Show. As you mentioned, it is crucial. We did mention that there's about anywhere between 8,000 to 10,000 people who have been watching on YouTube. If all of you guys subscribed to the podcast, downloaded the podcast episodes, we would be doing much, much better. So please go on over there. Do that. comment. We'll respond to you. Any questions that you have, any things that you want to know about, we will talk about it for sure. But once again, thank you to Steph. Thank you to Brett Sheridan. Hit that notification button so you get all the episodes of The Big Thing. Thank you once again to Captain Morgan. Collision on July 31st. Don't you forget about it, everybody. And we're going to see you guys on the flip side. Peace out, y'all. Oh, it was George Clooney. Oh.
My little brother's friends have been camped out at our place for 2 days straight.
Three.
It's because of the Xfinity 10G network. Internet that can handle a house full of screens at once with, like, basically no interruptions. And it's only getting faster. When I was their age, internet like this was a pipe dream.
You sound like my grandpa.
Please go home.
Introducing the next generation 10G network, only from Xfinity. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger, because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At LensCrafters, we value expertly tailored eye care, provide state-of-the-art eye exams, offer a wide assortment of designer brands and high-quality lenses, because everything we do at LensCrafters is for every sight that makes your life special. We offer 50% off lenses with frame purchase, shop in-store and online. Book your annual eye exam now on LensCrafters.com. LensCrafters, because sight. Eye exams are available at the independent doctor of optometry at or next to LensCrafters. Doctors in some states are employed by LensCrafters. Offer valid to April 2nd, 2023. See associate for details.